Laurentian University President Robert Haché gave some updates regarding enrollment figures in a written statement earlier this week, saying year over year, domestic high school applications remain 44% behind last year's applications. Last year's applications were sent in before Laurentian filed for creditor protection under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, and began insolvency restructuring. The beleaguered institution, which has been dealing with the fallout from the CCAA process, announced massive program and job cuts in April 2021. Haché, however, said there is actually some positive news with respect to enrollment figures. Since the announcement of the Province of Ontario's support for Laurentian in December, our successful open house event in March, and the many efforts of our staff and faculty to respond to student interest, we have seen some positive trends in application and conferment data, stated Haché. While we still have work to do, the many efforts of our community are creating a clear and positive impact. The update stated that as of May 2, Laurentian's admissions data indicates that international undergraduate applications are showing positive gains, with a year-over-year increase of 8%. Domestic graduate applications are up year-over-year 16%, and international graduate applications are up 150% year-over-year, stated Haché. Domestic fully online degree programs overall also continue to show a year-over-year increase in applications at 22%. However, year-over-year, domestic high school applications remain 44% behind last year's pre-CCAA levels of applications. Transfer, mature and internal applications are improving weekly, but are at still 29% behind for the same date year-over-year. Applicants are starting to confirm their intent to register with Laurentian next fall, states Haché, noting that the Ontario University's application center earliest date required to confirm is June 1. The percentage of students accepting offers of admission is higher than in 2021 in many applicant categories, mature, online, international, graduate, when compared to the previous year, which means that in these categories, a greater percentage of our applicants are saying yes to Laurentian. Haché also noted that with the recent completion of the winter semester, many students have completed their graduation requirements and are set to receive their degrees on stage in the upcoming convocation ceremonies. During this time, we also are proud to celebrate those who graduated during the pandemic and were not able to attend an in-person convocation ceremony, stated Haché. We will hold a unique ceremony to recognize these graduates on May 30. All those attending convocation were reminded that Laurentian's face coverings policy remains in effect and masks will be required throughout the ceremony. For those who are unable to attend, the convocation will be live streamed. In addition to thanking faculty members, deans, staff and students who continue to support incoming Laurentian students, Haché stated that the level of interest being expressed in Laurentian reinforces that even through significant challenges, incoming students recognize the exceptional programs and faculty members available to them at Laurentian. This also reinforces the important role of the university within the community.